This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauze No Days Off, from on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur, motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone, sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauze.
What's up, everybody? Oh my gosh, this is about to be an awesome episode today on the podcast, yo. Man, I got my boy, Sebastian Joseph, special guest on today. What's up, Sebastian?
What's good, Q? How you doing, brother? Thanks for having me on this awesome podcast.
I appreciate you coming on, bro. Man, it's been a minute since we, talked to each other via FaceTime, but this is awesome, bro. Like, yeah. Me and Sebastian at Rutgers crushing it in the game.
Roommates.
Athletes in action.
Yeah, we did it all, man. It's amazing, man, just to be part of your journey and, seeing your journey and how amazing it's been. And from football to your entrepreneurship, bro, it's truly motivational, and I appreciate you, dog.
I appreciate you, brother. Hey, man, it's awesome to see you, Kamoko, freaking, man, everybody just, like, crushing it, being successful, man. Like, it's a blessing.
It is a blessing, man. It is truly a blessing. God is good, and we're just lucky, just to have an amazing God like we do, man. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So my guy Sebastian plays for the Los Angeles Rams. You guys just got a brand new stadium. It's done?
Yeah. It's still at the works, but it should be done. Yeah, by September 1st, first game, Dallas Cowboys, baby.
Woo! Can't mess them up. I already know it. Man, but bro, you just got what just happened a couple days ago? Well, a week ago. What happened?
Oh yeah, man. Your boy Bash got engaged. Yes sir.
Wish I could hit an applause button or something.
Nah, thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
That's what's up, man.
I got lucky, bro. I got lucky, man. Mm. A really great girl that understands me and that just wants truly the best for me and understands me, man. It's hard to come by, Mm.
Relationships, man, like, and you guys been together since college.
Yeah. So it's funny, after you graduated, that's when we started dating. It was like your last year. That's when we started dating. Your last year.
In a minute. So through that process, like, relationships take time. And like,
for sure.
I've learned on my end, like, what's the special sauce to relationships that everybody should know to have a successful relationship?
I think this, honestly, the special sauce to relationships is just empathy. Like, just being able to, like, listen to someone talk, listen to your partner talk, and, like, not be so quick to judge, or not even judge, you put your input. Like, sometimes your partner just needs someone, just an ear, just to listen to, And, us as, like, athletes, we always think we got the answer sometimes. And we play in a sport when it's all about communication. So, obviously, that's very vital to a relationship. But sometimes it's helpful just to be able to have, to be that ear for just your partner to communicate to you, And sometimes you don't even need to say anything. Like, if they're having a rough day, just hearing them vent and just being like, hey, listen, babe, like, I feel you. That really stinks. Like, I'm sorry to hear that, And just being able to, and give them a hug and stuff like that. That's probably the biggest thing I've really learned. And just compromise, man. Just compromise,
Yeah, I hear you.
Another thing is athletes, we're alpha dogs. We're alpha males. So, like, we always, like stuff a certain way. Yeah, exactly. We like certain stuff a certain way. And we like things, doing things our way. But, you find that when you're, like, truly in a relationship, when you truly do find someone, that special someone, like, that it truly is just about compromise. And it isn't always necessarily about who's right, Like, it's not about ego. It's just about in the bigger picture, like, is this really worth it? You know what I mean? Like, what's the conversation here? What's the point of the conversation? And is it really worth us fighting, you know? And just being able to let that ego just down for that other person. So yeah, I'd probably say like those are like two things I really learned. And so I'm engaged, I guess, right?
Hey, real talk, once you find, what it says, once you find a good woman, you keep a good woman, man. You find a good woman, you keep a good one. So no, that's powerful, brother. So dive into a little bit about you, like you growing up as a kid to high school and that whole experience growing up.
Explain that?
Yeah.
Okay, from what aspect? From sports and school, everything?
Just, yeah, you growing up and you got, no, you were born. Were you born in PA or were you born?
I was born in Jersey. I was born in New Jersey, raised in Pennsylvania, and then I went back to school at Rutgers. Obviously, growing up, you know, I have my family. I have two Haitian American parents, so I'm a first generation. I'm a first generation child, and you know, they just really instilled in me discipline and school and all those things, you know, that really helped me honestly become successful and be where I am today. A lot of credit goes to my parents, man, even though they were tough on me, you know, the butt whippings always worked, man. And you know, like, it's crazy because, you know, there's times like I look back, like in high school when everyone was like going out and like having a good time, like I wouldn't be going out and having a good time. Like, it's funny, like I even laugh about it with my friends, like now that like I know from high school, like they're like, yo, Badger, you never went out. Like, you know what I mean? You never were out. Like, I never see you out. Like, when you came out, it was like a rare occasion. That obviously, you know, I was blessed enough to earn a scholarship. It was so funny. I actually didn't like Rutgers at first. I didn't like Rutgers. I wanted to go to like Penn State, and but they wanted me to play O line, so I was like, hell no, I'm not going there. And then Maryland was just too. And then Maryland, I really liked Maryland, but Maryland was just too far. I wanted to be close to my friends and family.
Right.
That's why I ultimately picked Rutgers, because the one, it was close to home. Two, they were doing so well at the time. At the time, they were like ranked. They were ranked nationally that year. You guys played Teddy Bridgewater in the Big East Championship to go to the Orange Bowl. Like, y'all were hot. So I was like, and you were going to the Big Ten. So I was like, you know what? This is an up and coming program. Why not go here? And it's close to home. My family can see me play, and we're going to the Big Ten. It's gonna be big time football. So that's why I chose Rutgers. Obviously, went to Rutgers, met awesome guys like you. And Kumoko and whatnot. And just honestly, obviously, you know, a lot of trials and tribulations through Rutgers, because, you know, as a college athlete, you go there and like everyone is really good, everyone's really strong, everyone's really fast. So, you know, I just kind of had to keep my head down and just keep working. You know, I had to humble myself, keep working, keep grinding. Obviously, I had to dive in my faith a lot, I was able to really dive in my faith at Rutgers and really get in touch with God. Like, and I always was in touch, you know, I was raised Catholic even as a kid, but, you know, being raised with your parents is kind of one thing, but then being on your own and having that relationship, you know, is another thing, if that makes sense. So I was really able to dive in that aspect. And it's crazy to think, like, 3 years passed, I ended up being like a 3-year starter, and then boom, I just got drafted by the grace of God by the Rams. And then I went to the Super Bowl the following year.
That was yellow.
I went from drafted to the Super Bowl, then to starting this year. The next year, then after the Super Bowl year, I started this year and had a great year. And, you know, man, it's all glory to God, really, man. Like, it really is. And it's just crazy to think, you know, how all those steps and all the people along the way really helped me become who I am and got me to where I am right now. So, and I'm engaged. So it's, you know, it's a blessing, you know, it's really just God's work and all glory goes to Him.
Yeah, man. It's like when you just give it to God, like you give Him all yourself and you constantly just go out day in, day out and just focus. Mm-hmm. Like, you see Him just unveil so many things to you. And it's crazy. Yeah,
it is. And that's the thing I feel like you always understood, too, like it's not necessary. Like, yes, everyone, like faith, like your faith with God is should be great, and it's like a relationship, like any other relationship. You know, your relationship with God is like any other relationship that you have with anyone here on earth. But the thing is, it's not just having the faith in God, but it's also going out and getting it as well. You know, it's a mixture of both. So, like, kudos to you, man, because, you know, you were also a great example of what hard work and having great faith in the man above and also applying yourself and, like, grinding day in and day out. So, yeah, kudos to you, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Wow, appreciate you, brother, man. Hey, that you having you, Kamoko, like, living together, is, yo, that was, like, this ultimate, you know, team right there, man. We constantly, like, encouraging each other. Constantly had our, like, little meetings and stuff talking about
this. For sure, man. And,
I mean, except the one time, I mean, Kamoko had to, he invited, he said, oh, we're going to have invite 20 people over. It was 200 people.
Remember that? Remember that? We had a party? Oh, my God, man. I remember that. It's hilarious. Yeah, that party. Oh, like, that thing, that party was lit, though. I think it was spewed out the thing. In the hallways, the police came. RUPD came. Kamoko said, hey, I'm going to find a few people. But actually, it was lit, though. That was lit.
That was good. I had the speakers going. It was fun.
It was funny.
It was a good time. Good stuff, man. Good time.
Good stuff.
What was your favorite moment at Rutgers? Off the field, on the field?
Favorite moment at Rutgers off the field? Oof. I'd probably say graduating, you know? Graduated in 4 years. And then I was able to go, my fifth year, do my master's and work towards that. So I'm like halfway through that. That's off the field. On the field, I'd probably say that Michigan game, your senior year. Yeah, that game was nuts, man. That was amazing. That was an amazing game, amazing fight. And yeah, man, it was all around just amazing, man. That was probably my favorite moment on the field.
That's what's up. I was watching, they had all the Rutgers, top Rutgers games on, I believe, weeks ago.
Okay, yeah.
On the Big Ten, and I was like, I saw the Indiana game, I believe it was 2015. That game hurt, but we won. That game hurt to play. I got cut so many times.
I remember that game. That game was a freaking dog fight, bro. We clawed our way back in that game.
Literally clawed our way back. I was watching that one. I was like, yo, that joint hurt to play, just looking at it. But yo, man, so I guess what's something that, like, I guess your entire life, like from high school to Rutgers, like, what's, like, something you've been living by, like, some type of a quote or go, like, what?
Okay. You know, that's a great question. That nothing will be given to you. Nothing is given to you, and you got to earn everything. That's kind of, like, right, my mentality and everything I do. Also, another, like, thing I live by is that at the end of the day, it's you versus you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because that's the craziest thing. Like, people always think, like, it's always me versus this guy. Or, like, you know what I mean? For me to, like, you know, make the team, or, like, me versus this guy to win a starting job. It really isn't. Like, the biggest battle is always within ourselves, you know? Because as human beings, you know, when things don't go our way, we tend to, like, think, you know, the worst of things, you know? It's just human nature. So it's kind of, like, a thing that I've always kind of conditioned myself with, that, like, at the end of the day, it's nobody else. And that's kind of the thing that I really picked up at Rutgers, especially, like, my last year, when, like, a lot of success did come to me. Like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about anyone else. It's Sebastian versus Sebastian, you know? And the moment I kind of, like, realized that, like, that's when everything kind of came to fruition, and obviously my faith in God. But that's kind of the things I live by, you know. No one's going to give you anything. You have to go take it. That's my motto, and it's, at the end of the day, it's you versus you.
Real talk, my brother. That's real talk right there. He's dropping dimes on here, folks.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because, like, that's, you got to, when you have that focus, and you just lock in finally and know exactly what you want, it becomes so real to you. And that's one important thing. Like, I'm gonna show you here. You see those papers on the wall?
Yeah.
Turn around. See that big board right there?
Yeah. Those are all your goals, right?
Goals and vision board.
Yeah. Always see it. You want me to tell you something that's so funny? I have all my goals for this year playing are my background on my phone. So like every time I like lock my phone, I see my goals, like my personal goals of what I want this year, this season. Like,
right.
I see them, you know what I mean? So every day I wake up, when I go and grind, when I go to the weight, when I go train, I look at it and it just re-energizes me, motivates me. When I don't feel like getting up, when I'm tired, and I see it, I'm like, nah, like this is like, you know what I mean? Like, 'cause at the end of the day, it's me versus me, Sebastian versus Sebastian. You're your own biggest enemy, man. That's what I think us as human beings always fail to realize.
That's true. That's so true, bro. Like, yeah. If you don't constantly remind yourself every day, you will forget. It's easy to. It's easy to go through like a time of depression. It's easy to go through these things, but like, if you don't claw yourself out, or like you said, fighting for the crumbs, yo. Like, yo, I'm survival mode. Let's go. Like,
yeah.
It's nothing else. Like, if you
nothing else. For sure.
Average, or you're trying to be.
for sure. And really, believe it or not, like, what people also fail to realize is like, great, like just being great at whatever it is. It truly is just going the extra mile every day. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it is. That's what. And eventually, the greatness like just continues. And I call it like stacking bricks. Like you just stack it. Like, it was something I heard from like Will Smith. Will Smith say something like really motivational, talking about like every day. If I look at it as I'm gonna take this brick, one brick, and precisely put it on and stack it very precisely. By 30 days, you have a amazing wall with a great, amazing foundation. So like, that's kind of like, that's something I heard like Will say. And that's kind of like the way I live, like the way I kind of try to my best to live is like, listen, like every day, you just have to focus on stacking one brick as great as you can, going that extra mile as great, going that extra mile one day at a time. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about yesterday. Just today, like go that extra mile, and eventually, it just becomes repetition. You know what I mean? And it starts becoming second nature. You're going an extra mile becomes repetition and just second nature. And then you're going an extra mile becomes going an extra two, and then going an extra three. You know what I mean? And that's just how it happens. Like, it really is. That's how success happens. Like, and just people don't really, I guess people really just don't understand that, which is amazing, which honestly is crazy. But us as athletes, we know it because what we do, or you know what I mean, what we do, like kind of exposes us to it. You know what I mean? And we see what that is and what does make people successful. So yeah,
we'll talk right there, bro. Like, yo, Sebastian, when you're done playing, whatever that is, bro, you're a motivational speaker, bro.
Ah, stop it.
Motivational speaker, bro. I'm telling you. You watch.
Stop it.
But you'll be like, yo, we need you to come out and, you know. what you just said reminded me, I'm reading a book right now. And I don't know if you checked it out. It's called Atomic Habits by James.
Ooh, I'm going to check that out now.
What you said about stacking bricks, right? He talks about the same thing. 1%, get 1% better every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll get 30 times better by the end of that year. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow, like, yeah, just get 1% better. And you're gonna make it to where you gotta go, man. Like, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. God has you exactly where you are for that one reason. So, yo, that's real talk what you said, though. That's real talk. So let's talk about, yo, I seen some of the stuff on Instagram, what you've been doing with, like, charities and, like, talk about that. Like, because that's what's up. A lot of folks are just like, oh, I'm home, chilling. I'm not going to, yo, you, like, I'm home. All right, I'm about to give back. I'm making an impact because I care. Like, why? Like, talk about that.
So it's interesting that you mentioned that. So with that kind of came the idea of, so okay, let me think. So I've always been kind of like raised and taught in the aspect of, you know, always giving back, and you know, when God blesses you, use your blessing to always give back to others. You know what I mean? Like, use your blessing that God blesses you with to give on to others. You know, be a blessing. Be a blessing with your blessing, essentially. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're in a real rough time now with the whole coronavirus thing going on, pandemic going on. And so my mom, like I said, my mom's a nurse and my dad works in New York City. Well, if you know, obviously, you know, being from New York, that New York City was hit really hard with the COVID-19, really bad. My dad works in New York City. He commutes every day. And then my mom is an at-home nurse, so she takes care of elderly in her home, in their residences. And so I remember, like, you know, learning about it and just reading up on it, because, you know, it was such a big deal. And, like, you know, I didn't want to end up getting sick. And, you know, just reading facts about it, I came across, like, this video of, like, a nurse being really, like, essentially a day in the hospital and, like, all the essentially, like, issues that they've been having since this whole disease came out, you know, from the hospital being, like, overbooked. Like, so many people are so sick that, like, they didn't even have enough room, to them having to reuse face masks and gloves because they're running out of supplies, to them just stressing, you know what I mean? It was honestly just mayhem. It was crazy, like an apocalypse in there. So, you know, obviously having my parents, you know, my dad works in New York, my mom being a nurse, like, it really hit home for me. And so I decided, at the kindness of my heart, to donate to feeding a hospital out here in LA and help those nurses. So essentially I gave nurses and medical staff all meals for them and their families, essentially, for them to bring home, so they wouldn't have to worry about, you know, going home after a rough day of trying to stay clean from the COVID-19. Then you have to go home, then take crazy precaution to keep your family safe, you know, and then make a hot meal. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's insanity. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
it's invisible. You can't see it.
Exactly. It's insane. Like, you have to go home. You got to somehow keep yourself clean. Then you got to go home with touching everything that was infected, and then not get your family infected, and then go cook. Like, it's crazy. So, you know, I just thought, you know, why not just, you know, try to take a load off and just feed them and their family. So that's what I did. And then after that, then I had an Instagram live party where I DJ'd. Obviously, I'm not as good as DJ Q Sounds.
And
we raised a ton of money. We had a bunch of special guests from Jalen Ramsey, one of the best corners in the NFL. Aaron Donald, one of the best D linemen in the game right now. To Roger Saffold, one of the best interior guards in the game right now. And Cooper Kupp, one of the best wide receivers in the game right now. So, you know, we had special guests, the music, and we were able to raise enough money to feed another hospital in Inglewood. So obviously the first time I donated my own money to feed the hospital. And the second time, you know, I was able to raise an Instagram live quarantine party to feed another hospital in Inglewood. So, yeah, like I said, man, like, it all just goes back to my parents, just where I was raised. And, you know, they always taught me, you know, if you're a blessing, be a blessing on others. So, yeah.
Real talk, brother. Man, that's what I'm talking about. So when you make it to even where you are, and even before that too, like, doesn't have to, so, cause some people think like, oh yeah, I gotta just make it to just give, then I can give back. You've been doing this for a minute. No. You've been doing this since when you were younger.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I've been doing this since I was younger. And you know, even like with AIA, like, you exactly. And I were in IIA together. Like, we've been doing, like, I don't know. It's just always been in my nature, man. Like, from, you know, doing things from church to, you know, like, just, it's always been in my nature. Like I said, I've always been a giving person. You know, now, like, I'm just so blessed with the opportunity I'm in. Like, now, obviously, I could give in a lot bigger ways now, right? But, it's, like I said, it's funny. It's kind of like I was saying before, like, your habits kind of take over. Like, with everything you do each and every day, like, your daily habits. So, like, yeah, like, I've always, from the jump, I've always been a person that could do, like, charity events, you know, helping out, helping hands. So, like, now, I'm just in the position where God's blessed me with where I am now. I guess, like you said, like it just led to that moment. Everything I've done kind of led to that moment of me doing what I did, and it kind of like blew up the way it did, which I wasn't even expecting it really to blow up the way it did, and it just blew up everywhere that I did it. And, but at the end of the day, it's not about me and what I did. It's more so about the medical heroes, you know, the medical heroes that are putting their lives on the line and keep us safe. So shout out to them, you know.
Shout out to them, man. Yeah, my mom's a nurse and stuff as well. And just like, yeah, it's scary. It's scary. Think about it. My grandmother had the COVID-19. Wow. And we prayed. She had no type of symptoms. She was good. But
wow, by the grace of God, God is good, man. God is good.
All the time. But for those folks that, you know, were affected by and are today, you know, everybody pray for them, man. Like, make sure, you know, folks that lost people have lost their lives. It's a blessing that from what you've done, and a testament to you, bro, for continuing to be the example. Be the example. And because people, you know, I know you got kids, you know, kids, adults, like people are watching you, and that's what they need to see instead of like negativity. So, yeah, thank you for being that light, brother.
No, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Like I said, man, you were a huge influence in a positive way at Rutgers University, you, JPO, guys like that. So thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate you.
No problem, bro. Shout out to John Maurer for the AIA meeting.
Oh, yeah, shout out to John Maurer. Yeah. Introducing keeping us right with Jesus. Shout out to my dog.
Shout out to John Maurer. But I'm trying to think what else, man. This is a good podcast. What's your favorite restaurant? I want to say just LA, but I want to do like your hometown. All right, we'll do three. LA, Philly, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
Okay. Three. Oh, man. That's a tough question, bro. See, I'm a big food guy, you know what I mean? So, me saying, like, I don't know if I have a favorite, honestly. Like, I'd have to say, that's a good question. Okay, so New Jersey, if we were back in Jersey, Rutgers days, what would I have to say? I'm gonna say Rutgers. So, like, favorite spot I love to eat at Rutgers is Taqueria. Fire spot. If I'm back in PA and I go somewhere, I'd probably say a great spot that I'd probably say, honestly, Mama Joe's cooking. That's what I'd probably say. my mother. No one outbeats my mother's cooking, man. I'm telling you this right now. And you are a witness. My mom used to bring trays of amazing, delicious food during college. So I'd probably say that. And then out here, there's so many great restaurants. But I'd probably say there's this place called Mediterino out in T.O., It's really good. It's really good, bro. I really enjoy it, and they do a great job with their food. Their eggplant parm is fire. On point. So, you know, next time you're in T.O., let me know so we can hit it. You know, we can
For sure, bro. We gotta do that, man. I was gonna say, I wanted to kind of backpedal a bit on when you're talking about your mom and the food in regards to, like, the Caribbean food now. Mm-hmm. Who's ever listening to just different type of food?
It's amazing. It's just nothing compares to it. From the spices or the sauces, like, is like people will never understand. Like, and people like always laugh at me. Like, I'm telling you, there's nothing better than my mom's food. But like, how? Like, how is that good? Like, yes, I'm telling you. Like, it's the Caribbean, it's the islands, man. The islands, because they cook with all organic food. First off, all the food's organic because it's from the island. With no preservatives, nothing in it, and so it's all fresh. And on top of that, we just have special, you know, like Caribbean spices and just stuff in it that, you know, and people just not cute. You know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying.
Hey, I mean, because my mom's Panama is like considered a Caribbean as well. So yeah, like, yeah. Tostones with like plantains.
Yeah, fried. Tostones. Yeah. Nothing like it, dog. Nothing like it, man.
Nothing like it. So, to finish off this podcast, because it's been an awesome podcast, inspire the folks with a quote that they can leave with for the rest of their lives and be impacted.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Inspired with a quote by me, by myself.
It could be by you. It could be one that you utilize on a daily basis, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. I'm gonna say probably what I said earlier about remember it's always you versus you. That's one. The second one I would say, when life gives you negatives, always find a way to turn into a positive. Mm-hmm. That's another thing I'd say. And remember that greatness is truly just going the extra mile. Going the extra mile every day.
Right.
So just, you know, if you want to be great, just continue just to go that extra mile each and every day, and eventually those little things will carry on. Your extra mile will go a little further and each day, and then the next thing you'll know, you'll have this perfectly amazing thing that God's blessed you with, you know? Those are the three things I'd say.
Real talk. Make sure y'all wrote. Yeah, you hope you got a pen and you're writing this down right now if you're listening. A little part of the country. Yeah, because ever since I started my podcast, bro, I've been having folks from like UK, Thailand, Colombia. I'm like, okay, like if you understand the English, let's go.
let's go, man. Yeah, it's awesome.
US
awesome.
Too. It's good.
Yeah, follow your boy.
Hey, man. So, oh yeah, let them know your IG. Let them know whatever. Like, you got a website and stuff. Like, let them know.
Yeah. Follow me at @SIR_BASH_ALOT. That's my Instagram handle. And Twitter is SJD_51. That's my Twitter.
That's a little Twitter. That's what's up, bro. brother, like, this was awesome to have you on here. Like, we definitely do this again. Probably we're going to have our season 3. Hopefully when we do season 4, we'll get you back on.
What's that?
Good luck this season.
I'll be more prepared. I have quotes ready on deck. I have everything ready on deck. Because obviously, you know, when a year goes by, I'm going to be reading the stuff. So I'm going to have some more knowledge to drop for you.
But for real, Q. Knowledge already, bro.
No, but for real, Q. Appreciate you, dog. Always been an amazing soul. Kind soul, amazing heart. Hard worker, bro. Like I said, you're a great influence for a guy like me, being a young buck at Rutgers, and obviously being a roommate when you were an older guy and I was a young buck for me and Kamoko. So, you know, seeing your hard work and dedication and everything you did from football to school to everything, to your craft, you know, all this translate. And now, and as you can see, that's why you're so successful, Q. And I appreciate your dog. And you know, man, Rutgers Brothers for life, dog. You know what it is, man. Love you, dog. God bless, man.
Love you too, brother, man. Appreciate you. Everybody that's listening, this is the end of the episode. Appreciate y'all listening. Make sure y'all go to the Life Journey Podcast on Instagram, Facebook. Yes, check us out.
Check it out. Like, follow, subscribe, all that.
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gauz. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram @QGauz or our business page @iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.